So I never went to summer camp when I was a kid. The closest I ever came to was writing camp at Towson University. Talk about dork camp. But So we had like crazy times. My sister and I used to soak our feet in big garbage cans of cold water. And she would talk to me about Flannery O'Connor. So I'm going to bypass childhood and move on to adulthood. And some of the most fun summer times I had happened last year when my best friend, Emmett, bought a car off of eBay, because that's probably a really good idea. And he lives in New Orleans. And he bought the car from a used car dealership in a town in West Virginia, because that's probably a really good idea, too. The song totally inspired me to tell this story. So he says, you know, hey, can I fly into Baltimore? And we'll rent a car and drive to West Virginia and pick up my car and drive down to New Orleans, and then you can fly back and, you know, we'll have a really good time. Absolutely, that sounds great, you know. And I was sort of at a new job. I only had a couple days of vacation. I'm like, I will spend my 4 days of vacation that I get in these 2 years with you going to West Virginia, because this is a great plan. So we drive. He also, I love him. We've been friends for about a decade. But he has a really bad temper. So while he was here, like, people never really yell at me. People, you know, I'm pretty innocuous. I'm not quite 5 feet tall. But while we were here, like, and I was in his presence, like, at least three people just started screaming at us, and he started screaming back. And, like, a friend of mine had to, like, drag him down North Avenue screaming. So, you know, when we get to West Virginia and we pick up the car and, you know, it's just this, like, beautiful day and the grass is green and the man that we buy the car from seems very nice and charming, although he doesn't really answer questions in a lot of detail, you know. And it's a 10-year-old Saab, but it's really in excellent condition. He would drive it himself if he could. In fact, he really hates to part with this car, but he's going to because he can tell that Emmett's a very special person. So we get in the car and we start driving. And, you know, we're listening to Madonna and we're singing. And Emmett is very gay and very Jewish. And he's like, you know, can I be in West Virginia like this? Like, you know, are we going to get stopped at some point by, like, the gay and Jewish patrol? And plus, you know, we're listening to Madonna. But it's all kind of perfect. We stop at this little cemetery that we see from the roadside, and we eat a picnic, and we sort of are like communing with the spirits of the dead, and we're thinking about how they're so happy that we're alive, blah, blah, blah. So we get back in the car, and we're driving along. We've got the music cranked up again. And Emmett's, you know, he takes some Xanax and stuff. So and when he doesn't have it, like, I'm kind of like Xanax. So, you know, he thinks he hears something in the car. And I'm like, Emmett, honey, come on. You know, we had this when you thought that the Barnes & Noble was closed and you started freaking out. Like, don't freak out. It's cool. There's nothing wrong with this car, you know. It's been fine. We got it exactly 24 hours ago. What could go wrong with the car? So then what I thought was this, you know, backbeat was actually the car going ka-chunk, 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 ka-chunk. And so we had to pull over there, and we sort of pushed the car off the highway. Some nice gentleman stopped and talked to us about his shrapnel in his body and and his impending marriage to a woman that he worked with at Bob Evans. And I'm on the phone with AAA, because I took my AAA card, thank God, and I said, excuse me, sir, could you tell me where we are exactly? He said, you're in Beaver. And so the car had broken down in Beaver, West Virginia. We were towed to Mossy's garage. And as we sat there, I was in the office there at Mossy's garage while Emmett was dealing with the car. Oh, when we pulled in, absolutely like every flavor of like West Virginia stereotype walked up, like the shaved head and like the mutton chops and like, you know, the handlebar mustache. And they all stood there around this 10-year-old Saab, and Emmett turned it on and it made its ka-chunk, 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 ka-chunk. And they all said, "That's bad. That's real bad." So I'm there in the office, and this dog walks in real mangy, and there's a man eating his lunch, and he throws the dog some meat. And then in the corner, there's this real, like, you know, sort of big older guy who kind of doesn't have teeth, so he's got this sort of, like, prune mouth thing going on. And he starts barking, and I was like, oh, my God, everything that I've heard is true. And the man throws lunch meat into this elderly man's mouth. But it was okay because it was a joke. And then they towed the car. Well, they kept the car there. They rode us in the tow truck to a hotel, the only hotel in town. And it was across from the only restaurant in town, which was called Biscuit World. And we'd seen the signs and been making jokes about it for a long time. Biscuit World, if you ever see one, they offer biscuit sandwiches called Ron, Mary B., Tootie, and Golden Thunder, among other options. So we ate all of our meals there for 2 days while they tried to fix the car. They could not fix the car. We could not rent a car out of Beaver. We could not take a bus. Obviously, we couldn't take a train, no planes, whatever. So we left Beaver using the only means of transportation that we could indeed rent, which was a U-Haul truck. And they had sold out of the smallest U-Haul trucks. So we took the 17-footer. I have to wrap this up. But we took that to Wheeling, where we rented a car that we used to drive back to Baltimore. But that was the most fun I've ever had in the summer. And Emmett was happy the whole time, just laughed, and we had a really good time. Thank you.